we are all itching for football, and it's, I think it's pretty intelligent for the Big 12 to kind of float these stories out here because it's keeping them very much in the conversation. Well, everyone's talking about either the playoffs or expansion. And let's be frank here, in terms of talk radio, in terms of internet hits, in terms of Twitter and Facebook and social media, expansion's good for business. I mean, it really is. If you're a UConn fan, you're really pumped. If you're a Houston fan, you're pretty much thinking, we're in, right? Like, if you expand, we're in. BYU fans are curious because they've been desperate to get into an expansion, into a Power 5 conference for a long time now. In the Big 12, the current 10 teams, they get to sit there and get wooed and watch everybody fawn all over them and make, you know, to feel big and strong, and this is our power conference, come join us, and we're not going to let just anybody in. You got to impress us. And on the other side, you have like this depression, you know, it's really depressing tweets and statements being put out by the schools getting broken up with. You know, UNLV is hoping for that invitation to the prom, and they have to come out and say, sorry, we're not going. And then East Carolina has to say, I mean, East Carolina promised the entire state of North Carolina would come. That they promised their entire area, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina, we're going to deliver it all to the Big 12. And the Big 12 was like, yeah, no, sorry, thanks. I mean, I don't really know why they're doing the whittling process other than it's good for business. They like it. The attention, they like it. I think they know it's a four-team or a two-team conversation. I think they know it's BYU, Houston, UConn, and Memphis. Maybe Cincinnati.